Well, there's been a lot of focus recently on this country's infrastructure, from too few houses to insufficient water supplies to electricity, health and transport. And later today, yet another group of people, from the politicians responsible for it to business people like Dennis O'Brien and global companies like Google, they will gather to talk about it and other issues which influence Ireland's economic future. One of the speakers is Dr. Frances Ruane, who is chairperson of the National Competitiveness and Productivity Council. She's on the line now. Dr. Ruane, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland. And I wonder how big an obstacle is the current infrastructure deficits to Ireland's competitiveness?
It's a major impediment, and I think it's been recognised now very publicly that that is the case. I think that's why we've got conferences like today. It's why the government has set up an infrastructure accelerating task force, an accelerating task force for infrastructure, because I think we've known about these problems for a long time, which I think is the most disappointing part. But the great thing is now we're beginning to deal with them and sharing those issues coming from different perspectives, politics, from policy making, from business, from large and small businesses, different groups, is actually very important to making the very major improvements that we need to do.
Because it feeds into everything, doesn't it? From global companies and smaller companies wishing to expand to just people trying to buy a house to live in.
Everybody is affected by this one. And I think one of the things that has been of concern to the Competitiveness Council over the past while is the need to get a recognition that we can't continue as business as usual. These are long-standing issues. They're very well known. They're very well rehearsed. What's different and special about them is no one department or agency can resolve them. This takes a collective action involving a whole range of different groups. And that, I hope, is what we're going to see with the publication of the Accelerating Infrastructure Task Force at the end of the month.
But does that not make it too unwieldy to change it? If there are too many people and too many different departments and too many organisations involved in trying to change, to get rid of those blockages and delays, to speed it up, is it not too unwieldy then?
I think it has to be complex because the issue is complex. It has to have the range of skills. One of the things I've witnessed over the years is talking, let's say, to one group of people involved with some of these issues, is that the problem is always the person who's not in the room. So what really matters is to get those people around the table, to get the expertise. And there's a unit being set up in the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform to help to do that. We've suffered hugely from the fact of lacking expertise at the centre of government to resolve many of these issues. And what we have now at the moment, which, you know, is potentially very good and very optimistic that this is going to be a very, very effective report and acted on immediately by government, is the relevant sets of skills and expertise across the areas, because they all interact. You know, you can't have a good planning system without a legal system that's it working in the same direction as it and helping to make progress. You can't have a SME, small industries, small businesses getting progressing without access to finance, etc. So there's a whole range of issues which all interconnect. They are complex, but other countries are resolving them. And I think we absolutely need to at this stage before we suffer reputational damage further from not actually addressing.
Well, I was going to ask you what you believe the impact of the deficit in our infrastructure is having on our economic growth prospects.
Well, it's having very significant ones because people don't know how long it's going to take for a particular project to be completed. So whether it's water or whether it's the grid or whether it's some other part of public infrastructure, we lag behind. I mean, we you know, as you probably have heard in this program many times, people will say we've done quite well on competitiveness globally. But actually, if you look at it in detail, infrastructure comes out shockingly badly and has done for 10 or 15 years. And what we've lacked was an ability to deal with what's at the centre of it is a planning system which was developed with good intentions to protect the environment, to bring in, you know, good practices in relation to the Aarhus Convention and the Habitats Directives. Well, we've done it in a way which has effectively meant we can't get access to water for housing in North Dublin. We can't get businesses who are trying to invest here to know how long the planning process is going to take them. So we've actually created for ourselves quite a difficult situation, and that can only be resolved by recognising it's a difficult one and beginning to deal with it. And that takes, you know, the combination of the political system, the public system, and also businesses to work and be a voice in that discussion as well.
Thank you very much, Dr. Frances Ruane, chairperson of the National Competitiveness and Productivity Council. It's 8:28.